How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. And today we're talking about a different Alex, Alex Verdugo. The guy is on fire. The Yankees said, well, you know what? We don't like him batting sixth anymore. Let's move him up ahead of Rizzo. Let's move him up ahead of Giancarlo Stanton. And let's put him in the cleanup spot. You know, let's just say screw it. Guy has the worst slugging metrics on the team, yet he is one of the most productive. And he had a three-run homer in the first inning yesterday. Talk about immediate dividends. The guy stepped in the first inning and launches to a 3-0 lead. Right off the bat, pun intended. What more could you ask for? Right now, I'm kind of like, well, damn, maybe we just keep him at the cleanup spot for a couple of days and see how we fare. Stanton's kind of in a bit of a cold stretch, which, you know, his volatility is nothing we're unused to. I definitely think that, you know, when you look at how this team is kind of structured, with Judge obviously struggling too, had his fifth homer yesterday, fortunately. Gleyber Torres had three hits. He looks to be getting back on the wagon. It was an all-around just get-right performance against the Milwaukee Brewers, who, by the way, are, what, 17-9? They're a good team. So this was pretty impressive to see from the Bombers. Everybody that was struggling got involved in the action for the most part, and Verdugo continues his hot stretch. But, you know, Ryan, tell me about this guy, Verdugo. What has changed for him? Why is he so red-hot right now? Why is he looking like the best he's ever looked? Boston Red Sox fans are in absolute shambles right now watching him dominate for the Yankees. You know, what are you thinking about his performance early on in the season?
I mean, I'm kind of stunned with just how much he's changed as a hitter. Like a lot of these changes are things that are more subtle, right? It's not like a new stance or I guess you would say like a new swing or whatever it may be. His bat speed is up a little bit. But if you look at what has really changed, it's just the swing decisions. He's just gotten so much better at taking advantage of good pitches to hit. Again, I kind of cite Seager and hittable pitch percentage, and every time we talk about him, I bring up these metrics, but it's for a reason. It's because he was, and I wrote about this, his swing decisions last year were bad. Like, I don't care what anybody says about, oh, patience, discipline, this and that. If you're taking 42.4% of hittable pitches, you're making bad swing decisions. You're leaving meat on the bone, right? It's like that one friend who, when they eat chicken wings, they leave all the meat on the bones. You're like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Eat the whole wing. Why are you eating parts of it? You know? So Verdugo has just been, you know, he's changed that aspect of his game. He's no longer leaving meat on the bone. He's going out and getting it. And, you know, Verdugo has put up pretty good offensive numbers. The expected weighted on base average at 350 is really good. His sweet spot percentage has jumped up to 36%. Exit velocity numbers are starting to creep back up to their norms. 4.5% barrel rate. That's 0.5% lower than where it was last year at 5%. I always kind of felt that if he barreled the ball as much as he did last year, that he was just going to work here. I just thought the swing made sense for Yankee Stadium. I'm just encouraged, Alex. This is a really impressive start for him. Defensively, he has, of course, been really good. Plus one outs above average. I know that to some people, that's not a lot, but plus one outs above average in April is pretty strong in left field. The Yankees are used to having a guy out there who either A, is a bad defensive outfielder, or B, is not even an outfielder. They're just an outfielder because the Yankees put them out there. He has plus three defensive runs saved. He has instantly become one of the best defensive left fielders we've thrown out there in a while. The chase rate's low. The ability to do damage on contact, again, as I mentioned, is creeping up. Since the home run in Arizona, that two-run blast, which it felt like it kind of woke him up, he's not only got a 178 WRC plus, which is the 12th best mark in baseball, he's also got a 1.1 WAR. He has really turned his season around. Now, Verdugo had a really good start to his season last year. Pretty sure he had a WRC plus above 140 at some point in May. So I am a little bit weary of this hot start, but I do think there are some tangible changes made. I think he's a different type of hitter than the one he was last year. And the way I look at it with Alex Verdugo is, talented guy, always kind of felt like the off-field stuff got in his way, whether it's not hustling, whether it's being at odds with his manager, whatever it may be. I think Aaron Boone is the perfect manager for Alex Verdugo. I know that Aaron Boone's kind of, there's been a lot of question marks about Aaron Boone coming off of that first game in Milwaukee. But when it comes down to it, every player who has played for Aaron Boone has the same thing to say about how, you know, they feel comfortable around him. They feel like he's a player's manager. And some players operate better in that type of system. That's not to say Alex Cora is a bad manager. I mean, look at what Alex Cora's done. He's won a World Series. Red Sox, you know, have overperformed a few years, you know, 2021. This year, they're overperforming a little bit. I don't think he's a bad manager, but I think Aaron Boone just kind of fits a little bit more for Verdugo. Alex, he's the best left fielder we've had in a while. I've seen people like complain when he has like a 110 WRC plus. If he finishes with a 105 WRC plus and plays above average left field, that's a win. Greg Weiser, look, we spawn relievers. We'll find a guy, right? I know maybe Michael Tonkin isn't the guy. We'll find guys, right? You know, Nicholas Judas, good arm. came out of college. He's a reliever. You know what I mean? Like the college relievers are not the most valuable players in the world. And then I forget the last player we traded. Oh, Richard Fitz. He's a solid pitching prospect. Nothing to break your heart over. The Yankees traded not much to get this guy, and this isn't to say it's a bad trade for the Red Sox. More so to say that this trade's looking pretty good for the Yankees.
Absolutely is. I've been super impressed with Verdugo, and he's been, you know, with some of these guys slumping recently with, you know, Judge and Glaber and Rizzo being a little bit volatile. It's been nice to have a consistent threat here. But one of the most exciting things about Verdugo, and I think you may have touched on it, he ranks in the 97th percentile in whiff rate and the 100th percentile in strikeout rate with just a 7.9% K rate. This dude, he's locked in, man. Like, he's seeing the ball so well. Even if it's not generating hits all the time, he is not a strikeout machine. And the Yankees needed a player who wasn't just strikeout or home run. And he is exactly that. He's kind of like what I imagine IKF to be, but a lot better in terms of, you know, IKF was never a high strikeout guy and not a big power guy. But Verdugo is a lot better because he has that torque and he can pull the ball to right field as a lefty. A little bit more power than IKF, but I just think his contact skills and discipline are just much stronger. Like you said, if he finished with a 105 WRC plus, we'd be happy. He's at 142 right now. But not to mention three defensive runs saved and an out above average defensively. He's been really, really good in a lot of different areas. And, you know, his expected batting average is 279. He's currently sitting at 274. So he's actually, you know, primed for a little bit of an increase depending on based on his expected. And then his expected weighted on base average at 350. I think this is a player who, yeah, I think there will be a regression. I think that he will slow down a bit. He's hitting 311 against fastballs and 267 against breaking pitches. Right now, this is a guy who's whiffing on 8% of fastballs, right? His put away rate there is 2.9%. We're seeing excellent stuff from him. I think that a lot of pitchers are going to start to dance around him with off speed stuff, which he's been a little bit more, ineffective against, but you can't just throw off speed pitches. He will catch up to it. I do really feel as though this is such a massive upgrade. Even if he doesn't continue this trend and we don't expect it to continue, at least at this pace, left field last year was a disaster for us. You know, we're talking about Hicks and Cabrera and Jake Bowers and Billy McKinney and whoever the hell, Greg Allen. Guys, we're talking about guys who shouldn't even be playing on teams right now. I mean, Hicks, I don't know what he's doing to open this year, but I can't imagine he's that good. looking at Jake Bowers, I don't even know where Jake Bowers is. Billy McKinney, don't even know where Billy McKinney is.
Jake Bowers is actually Milwaukee. He's actually...
That's hilarious.
This is the Jake Bowers legacy game.
Right. Like, the point being is, like, a lot of the guys we had last year, for most teams, they shouldn't be primary starters unless you're a bad one. Is Jake Bowers starting for Milwaukee?
I think he's like a platoon first baseman. They have Hoskins
first
there,
base.
And Hoskins
he
is flat. Yeah,
bad.
He's just...
He wasn't that bad at first
base.
You know,
base. Jake Bowers... See, this is what I will say, all right? Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that clip where it's like the guy is like, you have no idea how good Tim Duncan was. That's how I felt about Jake Bowers until August. Like, I was just like, you guys have no idea how good Jake Bowers was. And then it just fell off.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate. I mean, it's just that these guys shouldn't have been playing left field.
No.
Like, left field... Jake Bowers in left field, and you know, you talk about like, okay, what if Verdugo like regressed? And look, all projection systems kind of have him at around like a 105, 110 WRC plus the rest of the way, and 1.2 WAR on Steamer, 1.9 on Zips. He's gonna have like a 3 WAR year, and like, that's such a huge win. They didn't even get 3 WAR out of their outfield last year, if I'm not mistaken. They barely did. Their outfield last year was a disaster, man. Like, I get like chills. Like, I get like frustrated thinking about the outfield. It's like a trigger for me at this point.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to like think about these bad times. Prefer to stay with the good ones. But again, you know, I think Verdugo also has a lot to fight for, a lot to play for, because he's in an arbitration, like final year of arbitration. He's going to be a free agent next year. Yankees probably aren't bringing him back. He has everything to gain and everything to lose. So if you're Verdugo, you have every reason to be locked the hell in. And he is. And look, it's changing the course of this outfield for the better, especially with Judge struggling. And, you know, Juan Soto continues to be Juan Soto. And look, the truth is that this team, you reflect on last year. Without Judge, this team was horrible. And now, with Judge struggling, Juan Soto and Verdugo have kind of been they have been key components, catalysts in this team maintaining their record and being one of the best in baseball. You know, like this, without those two players, this team is horrible, right? Horrible. And that's kind of a testament to Cashman's moves this past offseason. He made the moves to make this team better. This outfield went from one of the worst to one of the best offensively overnight, especially when Judge starts to heat up. He looked a lot better yesterday, obviously had that home run. But, you know, hopefully that was a get-right game for most of these guys. I am curious to see how the Yankees proceed with Verdugo. I think they keep him in the leadoff spot after yesterday. Immediate results. There's no reason to make another change. You know, Stanton's been really just cold, and Rizzo's been polarizing. I think that right now you let Verdugo be a key component in this lineup because he's been so hot recently. Play the hot hand. Like, put the hot hands in bigger spots to contribute. That's kind of always been my take for the most part. I don't really care about the slugging metrics. I know cleanup spot is normally you want a Stanton there, whatever it might be. But Verdugo's hitting more home runs than Stanton. He's getting on base more. He's just doing more. So with that being said, I liked this change. I thought it was interesting, and the results clearly were pretty impressive. So, you know, guys, let's hear your thoughts below on the cleanup spot. Do you think Verdugo should stay there, or do you think that they should kind of move him back down a little bit? But for now, I think they, you know, keep going with what's hot, and Verdugo is certainly on fire. I'm excited to see how he continues to contribute. But as always, my friends, make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.
Perfect.